Another story about flight now, and about baggage of all kinds. Here's commentator and flight attendant Hollis Gillespie.
I am trained to be prepared for anything. I am even of the mind that your garden variety plane crash is completely survivable. So, in the event of an impact, I am trained to help evacuate passengers by yelling some simple commands. Get up, get out, come this way. Flight attendants have been taught these same commands for decades, until this year, when a new mandatory crash command was added, and that command is leave everything. Because, believe it or not, people will actually pause to gather their baggage before they attempt to escape. This act, of course, not only kills them, but whoever is behind them, because it blocks their exit as well. All because some people won't let go of their baggage. So in my mind, that is the most important part, the letting go. Leave everything, we're supposed to yell, and hopefully it will get through. The importance of leaving things. Then, one day, we had a passenger board in Frankfurt who had no baggage. None. Unless you count the casket in the cargo bin that contained the remains of his son, who had been a young soldier in the war in Iraq. The man was the first to board the plane, baggageless, except for the enormous weight the death of his son must have been to bear. We'd been told to expect him, so I thought I'd see someone like myself, had my child been killed, a devastated human being barely capable of functioning. But the man who came on board was a military officer, with his emotions as admirably contained as they could be. He sat alone in the back of first class and didn't say a word throughout the flight. He turned down everything we offered him, even, it seems, our sympathies. As flight attendants, we are trained to face almost any eventuality. We are trained to combat terrorists and to save people in the event of a crash. We are supposed to be prepared for anything. But we were not prepared for this. Throughout the flight, the man kept clutching a handwritten letter that must have been from his son's personal effects. Yes, that's it, we concluded, because of the way the man would put the paper down and then pick it up and then pace the cabin when his inner pain became too much to take sitting still. He held the letter like it was a thread that would help pull him through. He would not have left it had we told him to in the event of a crash. Leave everything would have been our standard crash command. But for him, the crash had already happened. For him, everything had already been left.
Hollis Gillespie is based in Atlanta. She's the author of the book Tales from a Bad Neighborhood,